None but the hungry heart. 5:21. Fullness of life. To know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Ephesians 3, verse 19. Our Father's fullness of supply infinitely exceeds the sum of our needs. Positionally it is so, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him. Conditionally it is so. He that spared not his own Son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? As to the gospel and the work of the Lord Jesus, I do not find that it is adequately apprehended that the benefits conferred by the Father is far beyond the need of the sinner. You cannot measure the benefit by the need. You may ask, does it not cover the need? It does. But you get no clue as to the benefit from the measure of the need. You cannot find it in your own thoughts or expectations. It cannot be found anywhere save in our Father's heart. It is above all we ask or think. How little indeed do we enter into the fullness of the benefits of the gospel. The elder brother in Luke 15 did not object to his brother being forgiven, but it was unwelcome to him to see the wonderful excess of grace bestowed on him by the Father. Thou hast killed for him the fatted calf. Oh, many have the sense of forgiveness without the knowledge of his abundance. We shall never be able to glorify God if we only take what we need. Now unto him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that worketh in us, unto him be glory. Ephesians 3, verses 20 and 21.